This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, also referred to as FISA. Now, over the past couple of years, you may have heard of FISA, specifically because of the FISA court that's supposed to be a check on the NSA. Supposed to be where the NSA, if they want to come spy on someone, they're supposed to go to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, authorized by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and say, hey, we got a bad guy. We want to get some info on Mr. Bad Guy. Here's our warrant. Will you look this over? And then the FISA court is supposed to look it over and then determine whether or not that's a valid warrant, and they basically rubber stamp everything.
I was going to say they must turn a lot of those down, right, Daryl?
I think they've turned down like 13 in 40 years.
40? Has it been that long?
It's been like 45.
Yeah, something like that.
1972, I believe, is when they were authorized. And I think in like the first 5 years they didn't turn anything down, and again, when you're only turning down, like, you know, a handful, or actually in this case 2.5 handfuls in 40-plus years,
right,
you're not turning them down very frequently.
Yeah, the allegation of rubber stamp seems fairly accurate.
Right, and every now and then, I've used rubber stamps for things, and every now and then the rubber stamp doesn't work properly. So, you know, that seems to be about the error rate of a rubber stamp of malfunctioning 13 times in 45 years.
Yeah, that's about it.
So we talked in the first hour about some of the supposed reforms that have been proposed. And, well, antiwar.com actually has a little bit more info on the draft of a reauthorization of Section 702. Let's jump into that. Again, the first sentence actually says, on Wednesday afternoon, the House Judiciary circulated a draft. The preliminary readout of the major problems, the author says, I see with this, are below. Mandatory data destruction is not mandatory. One of the biggest vulnerabilities Americans face today is the growing volume of their personal data being stored on servers in the private sector and in government. In the government counterterrorism context, and counterterrorism intelligence collection was the original rationale for this authority, there's simply no reason for the government to continue the collection and storage of the information of innocent U.S. persons, which is a legal definition that includes citizens and legal permanent residents, and also nationals. And I just want to throw that in, because people from American Samoa are not citizens of the United States, and they're not permanent residents. If they remain in American Samoa, they right. are classified as nationals.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter, though. And some of you may recall news coming out of Utah that the NSA was building this massive data center kind of out in the middle of the desert.
Yes.
This thing was supposed to be the size of, I can't remember how many football fields, but as
all
big,
of them.
As big things go, they usually describe them in terms of football fields of
right.
size. This one is a whole heck of a lot of football fields. And the reason was they needed a place to store the amount of electronic data. So think about the hard drive in your computer and multiply that times, you know, 100 billion trillion or something like that.
Yeah,
that's
a bunch.
That is the amount of data that all this, that's the amount of space, storage space that's required to collect all this data on all of us.
Now, not just the storage space, but, well, anybody that has ever used a computer knows that those things put off a little bit of heat, so you then need a way to cool all of these.
Yep, and one of my favorite protests against this was put forth by the 10th Amendment Center, and that was, Utah needs to deny that data center water.
Yes.
Because things of this size have to use water to be cooled. So I don't know where that's at. We may have a guest next week who might be able to talk
Excellent.
A little bit to that.
And I've heard talk, and this is in regards to something completely different, but at the same time somewhat connected, heard talk about possible private offshore server farms to where all the servers are going to be submerged in the ocean, which, you know, if you need some large body of water to cool off all of your really, really big computers.
Right.
What better thing than just, you know, like, sink it into water?
I want to bring up one other point. As we go through this big farce of whether to reauthorize 702 or not, and I say farce for this very simple reason, what this means is the government collecting data basically authorized by them. You know, that under right. this act and by this FISA court, we're going to collect all this data. What it doesn't have anything to do with is a private company voluntarily providing them with that information that the courts continue to rule is the property of said company. So
right.
if you're on Facebook, Facebook owns your data because you voluntarily put it there. And if Facebook decides that they would rather not incur the wrath of the government and they would rather just give the NSA access to all of your Facebook data, they can do that. And that really has nothing to do with FISA courts or 702 right. or anything else. That is a business decision made by a company, probably in their own best interest. So
that's why I just assume anything I put on Facebook is out there.
Right, or anything like, you provide even, to Verizon.
I don't even like, as far as the legislation, as far as spying, all this other stuff, like, does it, in a perfect world, yeah, we'd like to all think we have privacy, but when it comes to technology, like, I don't buy for 1 second. Like, it's out there for good. Once you make a digital trail of it, like, it's on so many different devices and passing through so many different, you know, organizations, companies, whatever, like, it's out there. Like, and I think it's almost naive to think that even with any repealing or passing of any bill that it's going to change that.
Right. Right. But the question isn't whether or not things you post online are online. The question is whether or not the things you post online can be used against you by the federal government.
Right.
Or by the state government or by the local government.
I right. mean, so really the debate is just to get a majority consensus, right? And to convince enough people that this shouldn't be a norm.
There's already a majority of people that think that the NSA should not be spying on Americans, but yet the NSA spies on Americans anyway.
Right. But they couch it in such ways. And here's another issue. You know, everybody's heard of, quote, the cloud, unquote. So,
that's,
you know,
just somebody else's computer.
Right. That's all it means, somebody else's computer. So all this applies to data collection within the United States. Is that correct?
Hold on, say that again. I was.
That's okay. This distracted. Applies to
Sorry,
data collection
Darryl.
Inside the United States.
Yes. And
yes. So how about Google, which operates data centers all over the world? And Google doesn't.
See, Google has servers in the U.S., and the U.S. government has encouraged Google to run all internet traffic through that backbone through the U.S., which means that the NSA then gets access to everything.
Yeah, but here's the real fact is Google and Verizon and everybody has some offshore capability. Everybody
right.
does. That's what the cloud is about. And so if your data happens to be sitting, you know, on a cloud server in Germany, then, well, that's fair game, and it could still be an exact copy of your data. So don't believe that regardless of how this argument goes, your data is safe and the federal government won't be collecting it. This reminds me of the good old days of the NSA before we had all this high tech, and they sort of tried to follow the law, sort of. But what they used to do is, you know, they were forbidden by law from collecting data on U.S. citizens, and the British had a similar law that said the British could not collect data on British citizens. So what GCHQ, which is sort of the British version of the NSA.
Yeah, that's the Queen's version of the NSA.
The Queen's version. So they reached this deal where, okay, we won't spy on our own citizens, but England, it would sure be great if you spied on the U.S. citizens, and yeah, NSA, would it be great if you could spy on the British citizens, and then
Australia,
they just shared
New
the data.
Zealand somehow were involved in that. And who's the other one?
You're talking about the Five Eyes, right? But this was even
Canada.
Before that. This was just data sharing. It had nothing to do with spying, so we're good.
Yeah, it's not spying when we do it. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I ended up being involved in really complex cases. By being there, it gave me kind of an interesting view of the world that maybe most people don't see, because I'm always on the other side of a table against a corporation that's created a pharmaceutical that's killing people, or a corporation that's polluting our waterways or our air knowingly, or a Wall Street entity that's stealing from mom and pop. So I always see that part of the story, and I collect the documents and I take the depositions and I try the cases, and in there, most of these books that I write kind of write themselves, you know, because they're all based on actual events, actual cases that I handle.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to get a home security system delivered right to your door? And I know we're talking about security here, but how would you like to be able to access that security system from your cell phone? Well, you can do that with the Blink Home Security System. You get it, again, delivered right to your door. You download an app, and then it walks you through some steps. And even if you have a complicated router system, you can still get this thing set up fairly quickly. And you can get a notification on your phone whenever something moves in front of that wireless camera. Or you can just look at your phone whenever you want to see what is in front of the camera. And have we got a deal for you? You get three Blink cameras for what the other guys charge for one, plus get an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, .com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Talking about Section 702. And again, there's been a couple of pieces of legislation filed at the federal level. One to outright reauthorize, one to reauthorize with a couple of tweaks that we talked about a little earlier, talking about the just flat-out reauthorization that, well, seems to allow the NSA to do a little bit more than what they have been doing. Again, the article from antiwar.com. They say that the draft bill would allow the government to continue the collection of data under the guise of counterterrorism for at least 90, or hold the data for at least 90 days that they've collected under the guise of counterterrorism for quote-unquote foreign intelligence purposes. And it allows the director of the NSA to waive that requirement on an individual and specific basis if the director determines that such waivers are necessary to protect national security. So let me restate this a little bit. You can only hold the data for 90 days, except for when we say you can hold it forever.
Right? Oh, God. I mean, this is, it's such a sham. And I admire senators, I guess, and House members who are trying to fight some of this stuff. But I don't think anything
you
changes.
You want to know how you fight it? Is you just let it die because it expires on
right.
December 31st.
That's fine, but it doesn't mean they're going to stop doing it. That's my whole point, that the genie's out of the bottle. The NSA has this ability.
Right, but the genie gives you three wishes. Could you wish for the genie to just go away?
You can't. That's the problem. And again, this is, it's, I blame part of this on this whole America first. You know, we're the freest country in the world. Well, in economic freedom, Cato released their latest study there. We're number 11. So no, you're,
oh, wow, we're that high. I thought we were like 20.
No, that slid. It continues to slide downward on the Cato's economic freedom of the world.
New Zealand.
New Zealand moved up to number 2, and I think Singapore is still.
Hong Kong, Singapore, New Zealand are always top 3.
Right.
So on both economic, plus when you factor in the human liberties, which the Fraser Institute does, Hong Kong and New Zealand still 2 of the top 3.
Right. And we're not number 1. We're not number 1 because we continue to allow.
You know what the U.S. is number 1 in?
Yeah, prison population.
Prison population per capita.
Right.
The number of, what are the big boats with the airplanes that land on them?
Aircraft carriers.
Yeah. We've got more of those than anybody else.
Highest military
drones,
spending.
More drones that drop bombs around the world.
Overall military spending, highest in the world. 10 times something like that are our next runner-up.
Yeah.
So
more
don't,
than like the next 7 or 8 countries combined.
Yeah. But the point is, don't contribute to it by telling people that we're number one and we're the freest country in the world, because we're not. You're lying to people, and you're encouraging government by saying, you know what, we can get away with whatever we want to do because these rubes out there, and I'm talking to you, whoever's listening, these rubes are just going to keep saying we're number one, and they're not going to care. They're not going to listen.
Well,
you need to listen.
Most of the people that say we're number one, we're the freest country in the world, also want to make patriotism mandatory and believe that anybody that doesn't properly salute the flag needs to be either thrown in prison or executed.
Right.
Back to the story here about Section 702, they report that all this would do, that thing of, destroy the data after 90 days unless the director tells you otherwise. All that does is create more paperwork for the NSA, but the waiver process could no doubt be largely automated, rendering the alleged reform completely meaningless.
Right.
A genuine reform would, one, explicitly prohibit the government from obtaining and maintaining the data of Americans unless said American were the actual target of an authorized criminal investigation, and two, require mandatory external audits, read Government Accountability Office, to confirm that the data was actually destroyed. In September of this year, Demand Progress issued a report highlighting the number of times the NSA and Department of Justice have been caught violating Section 702 of the FISA court orders, or both. From the report's executive summary, quote, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court has twice found that certain Section 702 collection violated the Fourth Amendment. In 2011, the government revealed that as part of its upstream 702 collection, it collected non-targeted entirely domestic communications. When NSA violated the rules that were supposed to make this collection legal, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court again deemed the practice a very serious Fourth Amendment issue. For almost 12 years, both Section 702 and other programs before it, NSA was always engaged in or retained some kind of electronic surveillance the court would go on to deem unauthorized, and the NSA would only fix the problem when threatened with criminal sanctions. The Draft House Judiciary Bill makes no mention of these past violations, much less propose any remedies. House and Senate members apparently need to be reminded that the Constitution's impeachment function is still a thing applicable to all civil officers of the government who engage in such violations. And for over 6 years, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon has attempted to get two administrations to come clean on the actual number of innocent Americans whose communications are swept up by the 702 program, but to no avail. The House Judiciary draft bill gives the Director of National Intelligence a pass on compiling and making public this information if the director deems that such a calculation is, quote-unquote, not achievable. You know, the Director of National Intelligence, the position that, was it James Clapper who had the position at the time when asked about, or no, he was the
Clapper
FBI
was
guy.
Clapper was NSA.
Yeah, who was the Director of National Intelligence that was asked in the Senate hearing, do you collect data on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? And he said, well, not wittingly.
I thought that was Clapper, but we'll research that. When we come back, we'll have that answer.
Plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we did do some fact-checking of ourselves, and we'll tell you what we found here in just a second. But want to remind you that if you're listening to the podcast version of this radio show, that you can leave us ratings and reviews. We would really appreciate that very much. The reason being, well, not just you saying nice things about us, because, you know, we do like it when people say nice things about us, but also it allows, based on, you know, algorithms from Apple and the other Stitcher being another one of the big podcatchers, if you will, the podcast aggregators, it allows other people to then easily find the show based on higher rankings, based on the numbers of reviews. So if you like the show and you listen to the podcast, please leave us a rating, leave us a review. Now, back to the news here. We've been talking about the Section 702 reauthorization, some of the proposed modifications, and I'm using air quotes there because, well, they don't really modify things in any meaningful way. But there was the question that I had about was it James Clapper, and was he the director of National Intelligence, who several years ago was questioned by Senator Ron Wyden, who is one of the opponents to reauthorizing Section 702. And yes, indeed it was, and I've got a brief transcript of that conversation. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. This is for you, Director Clapper. Again, on the surveillance front, and I hope we can do this in just a yes-no answer, because I know Senator Feinstein wants to move on. Last summer, the NSA director was at a conference, and he was asked a question about the NSA surveillance of Americans. He replied, and I quote here, "The story that we have millions or hundreds of millions of dossiers on people is completely false. The reason I'm asking this question is, having served on the committee now for a dozen years, I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if I could get a yes or no answer to the question. Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?" Response, "No, sir." Wyden, "It does not." Clapper, "Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently perhaps collect."
Whoopsie daisy.
"But not wittingly." And then he came out several days later and said, "Well, it was the least untruthful thing that I could have told the committee."
Exactly. Like, that is supposed to be a redeeming quality in a government official who has the ability to collect all the data on all the people.
Yeah, the least, and just sort of think about that statement. It's the least untruthful thing I could have said.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I would rather like government officials be like, "Yes, we're collecting data, and this is why." Because even if you don't agree with it, at least you're being honest about it, which makes me more. What? It makes I would.
No, I just do. You use the words "government" and "honest" in the same sentence.
So
that's why
there are honest people that work for the government,
but not an honest government.
What's the difference? Government is people.
Right. But collectively, it's like saying you're a nice person and Daryl's a nice person, so the three of us, and I'm a nice person, so the three of us are nice. But if we get into a mob, we're there with another 1,000 people, now the mob's crazy.
So you can't have a good group of... Are you referring to like collectivism? Are you just assuming that
I'm saying central planning and government has a tendency to act poorly. So while there are honest people in government, I was a U.S. government employee. I've collected that paycheck, and I know there are good people. But I know that overall, once government grows to a certain size, I think beyond two people, then it gets out of control, and then bad things happen. Unexpected consequences.
One of my favorite quotes from Men in Black, a movie that's been out for well over 20 years. So I'm not spoiling anything by giving the quote here, but Tommy Lee Jones's character, Agent K, says, "A person is smart, people are dumb."
Yeah, and I don't want to belittle the point, because there are good, honest people that take government jobs.
I feel like lately I've just heard such a little echo chamber of people. Especially after this Vegas thing, so many people tripping. "Oh, it's the government, it's the government." Within 24 hours of the thing happening, and you know, it could have just been some crazy guy that had nothing to do with government doing something, but everyone's... I feel like the anti-government people are as bad as the government people, you know what I mean? Like, the two sides, it's like, nobody wins with war, right? And it's like, so no matter what side of the fence you're on, it's just like...
Well, you can be on the right side or the wrong side.
I think there's good people on both sides. I think there's good people in government. There's good people that, you know,
sure,
aren't in government. And I think there's bad people in government, and there's bad people that claim to hate government. I mean, it's...
But the problem is...
I try to hold people individually accountable.
I would love to do that if I could. If I could hold individual bureaucrats accountable, I'd love to be able to do that.
Why can't
No,
you?
I can't.
Why?
Because that's not how our government is organized.
What do you mean?
Their boss in the executive...
Reitman cannot go down to City Hall and fire the police chief because the police chief did something bad.
Right, okay, point...
I'm saying so maybe like punishment-wise, you can't hold them individually accountable because there's some issues there. But you can hold and criticize individual lawmakers for things that they specifically do.
Right, so here's how it works. Let's say there's an IRS... regulation that the IRS just made up out of thin air, because the IRS is allowed to make up regulations out of thin air.
Yep.
They just can do anything.
The instructions on line 21 that says include income from illegal activities.
Right. So I have a problem with that. I think that's wrong. So here's what I would have to do. I would have to, first of all, fire the congressman who passed... it's not even that. President.
All the members of Congress that passed the thing to create the IRS, they're all dead.
So, yeah, they're all dead, so I can't hold them accountable. And the president is actually in charge of the executive branch.
He could have vetoed, but he didn't.
But he didn't. Well, in our current president, he won't do anything about it.
Are you like, do you guys think that there's could be well-intentioned government?
Yes, there could be, but there also could be a Santa Claus and there could be an Easter Bunny. I understand what you're saying, because you want to see the best in people, and I want to see the best in people. But when people become, when we allow ourselves to create huge government, and I'm much more in favor of very small government.
Yeah, I'm in favor of small government.
Like town size small. That I can have more impact on than I can on a national government. It's just gotten too big.
Now, I know that quoting dead people doesn't, you know, automatically mean that what I'm about to say is, you know, somehow more significant than if I were to say it myself. But some people wind up, oh, well, some dead guy said it, so therefore it must be, you know, like some ancient wisdom. C.S. Lewis said, of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised toward the good of its victims may be the most oppressive.
You're reading that off my Facebook page? I just posted that today.
No, I'm reading it off of Goodreads. I remember seeing somebody share it earlier today, but I couldn't remember who.
Well, give me credit now, for C.S. Lewis's words.
Let me go back and explain why James Clapper lied to Congress. The date of that exchange with Senator Ron Wyden was March 12th, 2013. What happened just about 3 months later, Chris?
Edward Snowden popped up kind of out of nowhere.
And proved that James Clapper was lying.
Right.
Had the exchange happened in, say, July or August of 2013, I think Clapper may have told the truth because, well, the information would have already been out there.
Right.
Something else interesting in about this same time period, there was the Supreme Court case that was dismissed because the plaintiffs had no evidence that they were being spied on by the NSA. And then a couple months later found out that, yeah, they probably were. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on all of this? This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not been able to put your idea into action? Well, you're in luck, because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour a day, 7 days per week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL.
Yeah, so I brought in a story, and Heather kind of had the idea, so we kind of looked for a story that supported the idea of something to talk about, and that was all the fake news about the Las Vegas shooting, the tragedy in Las Vegas. So we pulled a story from The Guardian, and it is titled, Facebook and Google Promote Politicized Fake News About Las Vegas Shooter.
Well, couldn't you really say that Facebook and Google just promote fake news because their algorithms are based on things that get shared, and a lot of things wind up getting shared without ever being read because people share things based solely on the headline and the picture.
According to Facebook and Google, they've put in all these new safeguards, and they've hired whole teams of people to basically curate the news to make sure fake news never gets through.
Do you know what the new curation blah-de-da is? You can click the little drop-down menu at the top and then mark, this is fill in the blank.
Right. But if you already agree with that topic, you're less likely to do that. So let's get into the story. Facebook and Google promoted false news stories claiming that the shooter who killed more than 50 people in Las Vegas was a Democrat who opposed Donald Trump. This misidentification spread rapidly from dark corners of the internet to mainstream platforms just hours after hundreds were injured at a festival near the Mandalay Bay Casino, the latest example of fake news polluting social media amid a breaking news story. The flow of misinformation on Monday illustrated a particularly grim trend that has increasingly dominated viral online propaganda during U.S. mass shootings. Hyper-partisan trolls battling to blame the tragedy on opposing political ideologies.
And it's not just mass shootings where you see people post all kinds of stuff.
Craziness.
Name any event, and unless it's being broadcast live on television, people are going to make up stuff about it. And
even when it is live broadcast,
people make stuff up. Right, right.
I mean, look at the Charlottesville rallies, the free speech rally in Boston. Same thing with that. Like, there's so much false stuff coming out, you know.
Look at during the hurricanes. That became politicized.
Yeah.
Trump's response to Irma or Maria. Which one hit Puerto Rico?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, as, the first thing I see is a bunch of memes and news stories talking about Trump and a roll of Bounty towels or something like that. You know, it's what we do. We don't really debate the subjects. We just throw out, either make stuff up that fits our agenda, which a lot of people do, or we meme it.
And that's what I was saying, to where, you know, a lot of this stuff, especially on Facebook, it's based on algorithms of how many shares, and nobody reads the article. They just share stuff based solely on a headline, and they share things that they agree with. Or they'll share things they disagree with some big long screed for why they disagree with the headline without ever actually reading what's in it.
Right.
So I guarantee you, if I created an article that said, want to get rid of clickbait? Find out why. Number 7 will amaze you. People are going to start sharing it.
This one weird trick.
Without ever clicking to read any of what's posted.
Right.
And it's going to go viral on how to get rid of clickbait in, you know, 7 weird steps.
Right. But I could just as easily come up with an article and post it and say, Trump impeachment imminent.
Right.
And it would get shared far and wide, and it could be a tuna casserole recipe.
Yeah, it's so tempting in today's day and age, if I didn't have integrity, to just make a whole bunch of fake stuff and just go completely viral and just, you know, get a bunch of people sponsoring stuff. Like,
monetize your page.
I don't know how people can do this, though, after a tragedy like that, or any tragedy, and then take advantage of the situation and post fake crap on the internet.
Because you mentioned a word. Integrity.
Right.
The people that are doing this don't have any.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about, you know, UPI and Reuters and the Associated Press saying it's a developing situation. Here's what we have so far, according to witnesses, this, that, the other.
Right.
You're having people that make up a website, newsnow9.com. You know, fill in the blank.
Yeah,
the Babylon Bee. You've got people that just make, they go and find something that sounds like it's, you know, a legitimate newsoutlet.com, and then they make stuff up, and then, again, people don't actually read the articles. They share stuff because of headlines.
And I think we're at a point in society and in our evolution that we all have to take a little bit more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't. You know, people are still used to kind of believing what they were told. You know, if it's on the internet, it must be true. If I read it in the newspaper, well, that's gospel. Howard Cronkite said that on the news, so that's what happened.
I'm totally guilty of, like, getting, like, caught up by, like, in echo chambers and stuff like that, I find myself sometimes where like when you see a whole bunch of people that you somewhat, you know, you have respect for and they're all like believe in one political ideology, it's hard not to be like, well, maybe there's something to it, you know what I mean? But even they are in their own little echo chamber, and I saw some people that I had
In an echo chamber without spreading fake news.
Yeah, but I saw, so a bunch of people that I have, you know, a decent amount of respect for as far as, you know, being involved politically in activism and stuff like that, I saw after this Vegas thing, within like the first 24 hours, sharing posts and stuff, like, you know, pushing political ideologies, and I don't even know if half of them realize they're doing it, or if maybe they're just so, like, caught up in their way of thinking that they don't even realize that they're sharing sources that are, you know, hold similar political ideologies, but aren't, it has no irrefutable evidence in it. It's all just another opinion post. You know what I mean? And they just keep sharing opinion posts as if this is supporting their opinion as a fact.
Right. But that's what people tend to do now.
Right. And let's go to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth. I know that if I don't say it, he will. Ricky, you're on Free Talk
Brother
Live.
Ricky.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Sister Heather, Brother Chris, and of course, Brother Daryl. And you know what? I'm going to take my hat off to you also there, Brother Daryl. Now,
I'm not wearing a hat. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, that's all good. Now, I got a question. First off, before I get into tonight's topic, I wanted to ask Chris. Now, I'm not sure if it was Conan or yourself. A long time ago, this is back in July of 2016, I think, or August.
Something like that.
Where I talked about a young lady that I was supervising, a certain Wendy the Rat.
I remember talking.
Yeah, was that you, Chris?
I remember that. You had a custodial role over her.
Right.
And you were basically sworn by the court, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was sworn by the parole office.
Okay.
And it was ordered by the court, and that's how my life has started in this element. It never ended after.
So go ahead.
But I wanted to give an update, and I think it was you, because I think you said that, I guess it was you that said there was somebody that was some kind of family kind of issue that was something similar. Was that you, Chris?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast, and you asked me about a year ago, so it could have been.
So what's the point, Ricky? What's the point?
But keep going with your thought.
Well, it's one of those things. Now, people talk about the separation of the state and Commonwealth. Some don't believe it. See, that's how that got screwed up. She got away from me. She's wanted. She's been wanted. She still is. And couldn't find her. I recently found her.
Okay.
Now, this case is still open, and I just wanted to verify if it was either you or Conan, and maybe you could figure that out, because soon I will be able to keep my promise as far as how this comes to a close, you know?
What was the promise?
Is it all right if I finish up through the break there, Daryl?
What was the promise? Hold on. Chris is saying yes, so hold your thought, grab a pen, grab a pencil, piece of paper, write down your thoughts, and then get to the point. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.